How did you meet your wife, Jerry, and how many years have you been married to her now?
Jerry and I have been married since 1966.
That's a long time. A lot of performers don't stick with their spouse that long.
You know what? She's pretty strong. She's a pretty strong woman. We met at the Johnny Lee Wills Rodeo. I was working there with Roy Ferguson and his band and Johnny Lee Wills, as a matter of fact. I met her there, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jerry and I went together about 6-8 weeks, and we got married.
How old were you?
29. So we've been married, I've been with KVOO 43 years. I was with KFMJ, and we got married in 1966.
And you referred to KVOO as you're still with them. You're still working for KVOO.
There's five radio stations in the building, okay? KVOO is a big part of our broadcasting facility.
KVOFM now.
Right, KVOFM. The old KVOOAM is now KFAQ.
And it's a talk station.
It's a talk station, right.
So you're performing on which station now?
Big Country 99.5, which is in the same building with KVOO.
Right. So you do a two-hour program?
Right. I go in on Wednesday. I do a two-hour program that runs on Saturday morning from 8 to 10, and on Sunday evening, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Then I handle about 15, 18 accounts.
Okay. So you're still active here at the age of 75.
I try to be. I'm afraid to stop.
All right, let me throw out these names to you that you have worked with. Sonny James?
Yes, I have. Sonny James was a wonderful singer, a wonderful writer, and I still get a Christmas card from Sonny and Doris every year.
He had one or two that were signatures of him.
Of course, Young Love was a signature song of his.
Red Foley, we've talked about.
Yes, I had the opportunity to work with Red Foley in 1957. Actually, previous to going to Springfield, Missouri, I worked for Triangle Blueprint, Tulsa Camera Record, J.D. Young Company, and a lot of good companies in Tulsa. And I met some people that knew a promoter that was very close to Red Foley. The lady's name was Mary John Wilkin and her husband Art Wilkin. And they were moving from Tulsa to Springfield, Missouri. So I decided I would move up there with them, and I did for a while. And I met a gentleman named James P. Coleman who promotes shows all over the country. Well, he promoted the Red Foley show, and Red was doing the Ozark Jubilee. I wasn't a member of the Ozark Jubilee, but I would go out on the road a couple of weeks before the show would get to town, and I'd sell tickets for fire department, police department, or Sertoma, or whatever it might be. I'd sell the tickets, and then when the show would come to town, I'd get to do two songs with Red Foley. And Red would call me out on stage. It's before E.T. and before all that. Red would call me out on stage to do a couple of songs. And I'd do the songs, and he'd pat me on the head, and I'd walk off, mind my own business.
You mentioned Johnny Lee Wills. Did you actually perform with him? Or?
Oh, yes. Johnny Lee, I performed with him on radio. I took him to Nashville with me to record a couple of songs that he did on the album. We did the Milk Cow Blues and Take Me Back to Tulsa. It was my session, and I invited him to be on the session with me. And in the studio with all the pickers, the musicians, you wouldn't even know I was there, because Johnny Lee Wills was everybody's friend. They all knew the Wills family, Bob Wills, Luke Wills, and Billy Jack Wills, and all that. So we had the opportunity to visit with all the musicians, and they loved it because Johnny Lee was there. And that's one of the most memorable times I've had in the studio, really.
Did you work with Bob Wills, his brother?
Yes, I did. Only when I was with Ernest Tubb on a Happy People's tour, I worked 4 or 5 shows. I'm not sure, but I know I worked 4 or 5 shows with him. He only had a guitar player with him and himself, and we backed him, meaning the musicians, the Texas Troubadours, backed Bob Wills on these shows. And I had the opportunity to visit with him. This was after he had had his first stroke. But he was still very alert and very nice and very kind, and I remember him as being a very kind person.
Was there a difference in personalities between Bob Wills and Johnny Lee Wills?
A lot. Yeah, there was a difference in personalities. Like I say, being only on four or five shows with Bob, I didn't learn a lot about his personality, but because his personality since the first stroke had kind of lessened a little bit, I'm sure. But Johnny Lee was more personable than anybody that I've ever met in the business, even more so than some of the artists that I work with on the road. Yeah, Johnny Lee was just a super guy. He even got me in my first boots sized up right because he said I was wearing my boots too tight. Yeah, I enjoyed Johnny Lee Wills very much, a great friend.
So he obviously liked you. I mean, there had to be a nice relationship there with you.
I think there always was, and I always respected him very, very much.